Well, as you know, this week we're focused on the big issue of superannuation. It's a $3 billion industry in this country, and it's got that way not so much through good management, but more so thanks to decades of compulsory contributions out of Australian workers' pay packets. That enormous pot of gold also delivers a tidy dividend to fund managers and unions, thanks to an annual $30 billion kitty of fees. But for some, that's not enough. Like Oliver, they're saying to government, please, sir, I want some more. And on current trend, they're going to get it. You see, compulsory super contributions are legislated to increase from 9.5% to 12% over the next few years. It will go up bit by bit until it hits its new high. But it's more than just a statistic. I mean, this is real money. In fact, almost $21 billion, in fact. And that money has to come from the pockets of business. Well, it's no surprise that many businesses aren't keen on all of this, and many small businesses, particularly, crushed by the economic consequences of COVID shutdowns, simply can't afford the extra super. They can't pay it. Increasing the rate to 12% is effectively a pay rise for the employees, albeit one that they can't access for 30-odd years, but a pay rise nonetheless. And it's coming at a time when most businesses are on their knees. Now, as we discussed earlier in the week with Jason Falinski, there are forces within the government working to put the kibosh on any further super hikes. They may well prevail. And many small business owners will be hoping that they do. Peter Strong is no stranger to this show. As you know, he's the CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia. I thought we'd talk about this with him. He joins me on the line. Peter, thanks for being there.
Good morning.
I don't know about you, but it wouldn't surprise me that when Josh Frydenberg does his budget update, I think that's in October, that the government will announce among all of those numbers, and it'll be a horror show, that the legislation will be suspended and that perhaps super will go to 10% compulsory and they'll leave it at that. What do you think the tea leaves are saying?
Well, I'm hoping that's what they're saying. As you say, the figures are going to be horrendous and we're all part of the solution. And can I say, it's strange. It's not that we're against an increase in super. We're against a decrease in jobs because we work out that $20.8 billion is equivalent to 250,000 jobs. That's what this is all about. This is all about jobs. And we could increase super, but that means there would be less people in jobs. So that means there'd be less people paying super into the superannuation fund, and there'd be more unemployed people not paying super. This is about jobs. That's what it's about. We want more and more people to be in jobs. We have high-paying jobs in Australia. We know that. None of us have said, let the wages go backwards. We've said, keep the wages there, but keep people in work.
Exactly.
And a pay rise is not a way of keeping people in work.
Very well said. There are many saying the same thing, including, I suppose you'd say, independent parties like the Reserve Bank. They've made the point that an increase in super to this extent over 3 or 4 years would have a negative impact on jobs and a negative impact on business.
Well, that's right, and there's nothing that it can have. As you said before, it's a pay rise that the worker doesn't see for a long time. So how do I cover that as a business? So could I put my prices up? Well, nobody's got more money to pay for that because they're not going to see that. Do I put my staff off? Well, that's one option. Do I cut my own profit? As a small business, your profit is your wages. So what we're doing, do we say one person should suffer so another doesn't? Nope, the focus has got to be jobs. It's got to be as many people in jobs paying superannuation as we can get now. And the way to do that is don't increase wages and don't increase superannuation. And as I say, this isn't about wages. Our wages are high anyway. It's about saving jobs.
Well, that's it. I mean, look, a lot of people will want in due course a pay rise to come through. And that would probably ultimately be good for the economy because if people have a bit more money in their pocket than they had last week, chances are they'll spend it in the high street. That too can generate jobs, certainly in retail and hospitality and the discretionary spend. But you're not going to get, are you, under any foreseeable circumstance, even with a miraculous turnaround in the economy, which won't be coming, you're not going to get both a super hike and a wage hike. It's just simply the money is not there, is it?
Well, it's not there, and you're perfectly right. A wage increase means that the worker gets more money, which they'll spend. A super increase means they don't get more money, but we have to find that money anyway. It's, as I keep saying, it's about jobs, and you're spot on. A pay rise done properly and done effectively is going to work. And we've also said that Newstart, when they go back to that, should be higher, because that's money that is spent and goes through the economy. There's all sorts of things we can do to make this work, but having a big increase in super is, as you said, the Reserve Bank, the Grattan Institute, and many others have said it would have a negative impact. More people wouldn't have a job and more people would not be paying super.
A lot of this is always framed around big business. Although small businesses, you well know, is the backbone of the Australian economy, well over 2 million of them. Often when you hear these debates, these macroeconomic debates, we always say, oh, well, look, you know, BHP can afford it, Coles and Woolies can afford it, you know, the banks can afford it. So, come on, business, don't be stingy, just pay. But, look, it's one thing for big business, and at the moment maybe they can't afford it, but small business is a different beast, and we often forget that they employ an enormous number of people in the economy.
Well, more people earn money from small business than they do from big.
Yes.
That counts the actual employer, his or herself. And as you say, we're also the backbone of sporting teams. We're the backbone of charities and a whole range of things. And we work out how many people we can employ with a calculator. We ask our accountant, who uses a calculator, and it's pretty simple. You say, how many hours can I give people to work? And you have a look at how much money you've got. Now, if you have to pay more money in super, that means you've got less money to pay people for those hours of work. And as you say, small business is the place we go to work. Most people enjoy working in small business. Like, you're people working with people, and we, most of us value it. There's always duds, but that's why we have regulators. We have a good society. We have a good system. Let's keep people in work. And the only way we can do that is making sure the employer can afford to do that.
Well, you've no doubt been speaking with government MPs and senior ministers. That's your role as the CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia. As I said before, I spoke with Jason Falinski. He's one of many voices now within the government that say the legislation has to be amended, that going to 12%, I think it's by the year 2025, would be dangerous for the economy. What are you hearing from within the government?
Oh, look, there's a lot of people, and not just within the government, and privately there's others saying, yes, this makes no sense. And one of the things we've got to remember is people say, oh, it's only 0.5% here and 0.5% there. But again, it's money we've got to spend that we don't see coming back in. And we've got to plan ahead. This is the greatest crisis I've seen and most of us have seen economically. We've got to plan ahead. Give me the confidence to keep someone employed, which means I know what I'm going to spend. I know what's going to come in the door. And if you increase super, that puts a real question mark on those things. So certainly people understand that. The good economists understand that. What we're going to do is make sure that we fight against those vested interests who make money from super, which is superannuation funds and unions and some industry associations, make money from the superannuation. So their vested interests. You've got to look after the worker, not look after the vested interests.
Well, that's right. And of course, the more super goes in, a lot of them charge a flat 1% fee. And so the bigger the pot, the better their money coming back to them, whether they're doing more work for it or not. So, of course, they've got a vested interest. At the end of the day, Peter, and we'll finish on this point. A lot of people hear the word superannuation, as I said with Jason Falinski earlier in the week. Their eyes roll to the back of their head as if they're having a fit. They just glaze right over. They tune out. It seems to bore people. But tell my listeners why they should care about this debate and why they should care and why it matters to them what the government decides to do with increasing or pausing super going forward.
Okay, a superannuation increase is a wage increase that the worker will not see until they retire. And you said that at the beginning. It's a wage increase that the employer has to find the money from somewhere, but the worker won't see that money for a long time. That will cost jobs. And what we all want for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren and grandnieces or whatever is that they have jobs. That's our greatest need at the moment. Nobody pays super if you're not employed. Let's make sure as many people are as employed as possible. The best way to do that is to make sure that wages remain sensible.
Good to talk to you as always, Peter. Thank you for your time.
And thank you.
Pleasure. Peter Strong, the CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia.